The bill would prohibit those who sign up for the Do Not Call list from receiving unsolicited text messages in addition to phone calls. It increases penalties from $11,000 to $20,000 per violation. And senators also voted in favor of a measure dealing with pharmacies who offer discount rewards programs. Senator Paul Doyle of Wethersfield says it would require pharmacies to inform customers in plain language that they may be waiving their health privacy rights if they sign up.
Are they giving up their HIPAA rights in the sense that some of their medical records could be forwarded on to other business entities that can use it to market the consumer?
The state Senate passed another measure that would bar heating fuel dealers from selling prepaid guaranteed price plans during the winter months. Senator Doyle says that's when some dealers have become financially strapped.
When these businesses become distressed, it's in the early January or so when they're looking for cash to survive. If you're still marketing these and collecting them, the consumers will be ripped off and harmed. So basically, the main point of this is we are basically prohibiting the sale of these plans at the last minute in the middle of the season.
The bills now await a vote in the state house. Dan Katz, WSHU News.